This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bringing a little joy to your life. Joy 94.9.
Thank you to Paul and Ando for Weekend Breakfast. And John for program support on the front desk. This morning, my co-host is one of our new Joy News readers, Isaac Chong, and Isaac's going to be a regular co-host on the show. Saturday Magazine on independent Joy Media is proudly brought to you by Hyundai Australia, driving change. And we are coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre in Joy's 30th year. This is Saturday Magazine. Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show since 1996. And we proudly bring you this 5th of August 2023 edition of Saturday Magazine. Paul's on panel, John's program support on the front desk, and James, our fantastic podcaster. Let's get on with it. Good morning, Isaac. How are you?
Good morning, Mac. I'm good. You?
Oh, I'm just adjusting my microphone up, so there's going to be a bit of noise.
Everyone here missed you?
Look, thank you. I actually listened into a little bit of the show from Seoul in South Korea. Ooh. And it's great to listen in as a listener and actually, you know, scream at the radio, why don't you ask that? Or, oh, that was a really good question. So, yeah, it's great. Great to have 2 weeks break. Yeah.
Definitely. Happy to have you back.
I'm glad you all missed me. It's
nice. I have to tell you, Macca, we did get some questions in from the listeners saying, where were you and were you okay? Isn't that nice?
Isn't it nice? Well, I did go to the demilitarized zone. I resisted the temptation to run over the line.
So did you see any Americans there?
No, but the tour guides were quite specific in telling us to be really careful about that and, you know, asking, oh, you know, sort of half joking, none of you are going to run across. And I remember when she looked at me and she said, oh, well, you would really stand out in North Korea with that hat. And I said, well, I could probably wear some of Kim's clothes. We're about the same size. She didn't think that was funny.
No.
Anyway. So
I don't think they do comedy well on the DMZ.
No. And it's really briefly, it is a fascinating place. I went into one of the tunnels, which the North Koreans have dug. One of them's 4 kilometres long.
That's insane.
And big enough to get a tank through, but also has the capacity for 30,000 soldiers an hour to walk through.
Wow.
But the interesting thing is these tunnels are dug by hand because the motion detectors and the acoustic stuff in the ground would detect machinery, but apparently it doesn't detect North Koreans scratching away at the rock with their fingernails.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And those poor hands.
Yes. Yeah, you wouldn't need a manicure, would you? So anyway, look, it was great. Food was great. Shopping's great. Hotel was great. Flight was great. Broke a tooth, but apart from that, you know, airline misplaced my baggage.
That's normal in today's travel.
It is.
It's nice to have you back, though.
But it's nice to be back. So, Isaac, who have we got today?
Yeah, we've got 2 guests today.
Have we?
Yeah.
Just 2?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, 2 to start, anyway.
Yeah.
2 in the first hour, perhaps.
Yeah.
I know. A lot. The Ben and Holly from the Campaign Against Racism and Fascism. We're talking about the protest last Saturday. If you were reading the news, there was an anti-neo-Nazi protest at Sunshine against a 2-day recruitment event hosted by the National Socialist Network.
But let's just go through the whole show, Isaac. Who we got on for the whole show today? Because we're going to be talking to Kat in just a second.
We've got Kat Theophanous, MP. Kat is the member for Northcote, and we're looking forward to chatting with her. Really, after that, emeritus professor Stephen Schwartz, and we're going to talk about meritocracy in the US Supreme Court and their Harvard decision, which is basically about preferential, or let's call it preferential quota admissions, and I think Professor Schwartz and I probably have a different view on this.
Emeritus means retired, we worked out, didn't we?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we'll ask him. Then after that, David Rowe, who's another emeritus professor. God, there's another one. Of Cultural Research, the Institute for Culture and Society, Western University, Sydney, on the FIFA Women's World Cup and politics in sport. There you go. Paul Zara from the Australian Retailers Association on the state of retail sales and what effect interest rate pauses are having. Then we've got a pre-record, Peter Martin. He's the business and economy editor at The Conversation. And he, and this is about Australia's about to set its first full employment target, and this could really define our economy and people's lives for decades. And then finally, Paul Gove, a motoring journalist. We're going to talk about the growth of trucks masquerading as utes. They're not utes, they're trucks. So people that buy large trucks often have small appendages. There you go. Just thought I'd throw that in. I'm back.
He's in there. He's in there. And so, Isaac, what have you been up to this week? What's caught your attention?
What's caught my attention? A lot of stuff, I suppose. Recently, there was a announcement that the Victorian government's building a sobering up centre in Collingwood. So that's interesting. So no more drunkenness in the public.
So just give us an understanding. What is a sobering up centre? What is it for?
It's basically if you get drunk in public, to simplify it, they might move you to the centre to sober up so that you don't have to... So they're not dealing it as a crime, but more of a...
health issue.
Yeah.
We might ask Kat, actually, how the people are going to get there. Because the police say they're not going to transport them.
That would be an interesting question.
Ambulance Victoria is pretty under pressure anyway. So are they going to put them in an Uber?
Could be.
Give them a Mikey card? Anyway, what else we got? Who are we talking to? I'm interested in the neo-Nazis and because this is something that is really concerning. And, you know, as a bit of a student of history, I see a lot of things repeating.
Absolutely. I mean, it's all in the history textbooks and you see it happening today. Again, it's very concerning.
So they had a recruiting drive. Our guests are going to talk about this.
Yes. Welcome, Holly and Ben.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't ready for you then. We're going to take a short break first.
Yep. And then we'll come back. You are on Saturday Magazine with Macca and Isaac. Stay with us. We'll be back in a flash.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.